It's time for your SportsEdge.com sideline report with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Good morning, everyone. The Sideline Report is on the air from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and your SportsEdge.com in the WPKY studios. Coming up this morning, we'll check in with Dave Winder from Murray State University. The Racer men's basketball team is headed to Hawaii for big tournament action this weekend, and we'll catch up with Dave on all things Racer athletics coming up in just a bit. Also this weekend, the Caldwell Armstrong Classic Wrestling Tournament will be held at the Community Activities Building. We'll talk with Tiger Wrestling Head Coach Troy Nichols about this year's tournament. Again, that's coming up Saturday at the CAB, and we'll check in with Coach Troy Nichols in just a little bit. Basketball action tonight has the Caldwell County Lady Tigers headed to Webster County. No radio tonight, but you can read all about that game later at yoursportsedge.com. And then coming up Friday, Saturday, and then Monday, the Tiger basketball team will play in the Paducah St. Mary Christmas Tournament. The Tigers open against Livingston Central Friday night. Stay with us. We'll talk with Dave Winder from Murray State University when we come back on the Sideline Report here at 1580 103.3 WPKY.
At Trilogy Performance Sports, they believe in only the highest standards of physical fitness training. Their staff members are actively enriching the lives of their members and creating a community of like-minded people. And getting you in shape is their number one goal. They have everything you need: knowledge, experience, and equipment. They find out what's important to you and design a customized plan that fits your needs. Learn more at TrilogyPerformanceSports.com.
Stay safe on the road while keeping your vehicle in top shape while enjoying a smoother, quieter ride. Ensure fuel efficiency by trusting the tire experts at Trice Hughes. Stocking leading brands like Michelin, Goodyear, Firestone, and Bridgestone ensures quality and longevity. Plus, enjoy no-cost tire rotations with every service appointment for the life of your tires. Discover the Trice Hughes difference in Princeton or find them at TriceHughesGM.com. At Trice Hughes, they're more than just tires.
At Goodwin Insurance, they select their insurance companies the same way you do, very carefully. When you work with the agents at Goodwin Insurance, you can count on receiving fast, courteous professional service with quality protection. You deserve someone that provides comprehensive coverage and is working alongside you in your community. Contact them today for a quote.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
You only turn 130 once, and Fredonia Valley Bank is pulling out all the stops. This remarkable journey is a testament to the community and the cherished customers, so they are shouting out a huge thank you. And what better way to show gratitude than with monthly giveaways? Stay in the loop for your chance to grab some amazing prizes. Stay tuned with us. Follow Fredonia Valley Bank on Facebook and Instagram, or pop into either location for a visit. Here's to winning and celebrating together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Experience the excitement of Moonlight Madness in Princeton, December 19th from 4 to 7 p.m. Wander through local shops offering unique holiday gifts and feel the spirit of the season. It's the perfect night of shopping and finding those one-of-a-kind presents that make this season special. Stop by these great businesses during Moonlight Madness.
The Joshua Tree, Treasures Remembered, Adsmore Museum, The Tin Roof, Coleman Shoe, and Repair Bootery.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Thanks for joining us today. Now on the phone with us is Dave Winder from Murray State University. Dave, good morning, and thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, always good to talk racers with you, Todd, and Cardinals, too. We always manage working a little bit of that.
Well, and it's a busy time of year for you guys. We always say that, but you guys have a big trip coming up.
Yeah, we do. We're going to be headed to Hawaii to take part in the United Airlines Hawaiian Diamond Head Classic in Honolulu. And the Racers' first game will be on Sunday against Nebraska. And with the time difference, it'll be 4 hours time difference between Honolulu and Central Time. You could watch the racers in Nebraska Sunday night at 8 p.m. Central Time on the mothership. How about that, Todd?
We're That's pretty good. Well, and we'll just go ahead and tell everybody that because you guys are going to be traveling to Hawaii, we're recording our show Wednesday afternoon, our interview Wednesday afternoon for this morning's show. So tell us a little bit about the travel plans to get to Honolulu.
Well, this trip turned out to probably be, I'd have to go back and look in 2011 how long we were gone playing in the Great Alaska Shootout. But this one here starts with Wednesday night's game at Indiana State in Terre Haute. And you and I are recording this segment about 4 hours before we play that game. So I'll let you tell everybody what happened after we finish up here. But at 5 a.m. Eastern time on Thursday morning, we will drive to Indianapolis to the airport. And then from there, it's about a 2.5 hour flight to Denver, and then a 3 hour layover, and then a 7 hour flight to Honolulu. And then we play on Sunday against Nebraska. And the next day, which I guess would be December 23rd, we play the winner or loser of Charlotte and the host team, Hawaii. And then in the bottom of the bracket, our third game would be either against Oregon State, Charleston, Loyola of Chicago, or Oakland. So the other, it's the other side of the bracket. So this is the first time the Racers have played in Hawaii since 1998, which was the year that the CFSB Center opened. Sylvester Anderson is now in our Hall of Fame. He was Murray State's head coach at the time. And it'll also be the first time that Murray State's played a game on Christmas Day. The last time that happened was in 1997 when DeTerry Mays, another Murray State Hall of Famer, and the Racers knocked off a top 10 team, Arkansas, down in Puerto Rico. I don't know if you recall that in 1997. That was quite the Christmas Day present to Racer Nation. So there's a lot of things about the past that kind of bring this into focus again, but this is a great time for the Racers to get a chance to play in one of these ESPN tournaments. We've already played in the tournament they have in Anaheim. That was with Billy Kennedy. Actually beat Stanford in that tournament back in 2008, I think, maybe, or maybe 9. And then we've also played in the Charleston Classic. That was in 2012, and the Racers made it to the championship against Colorado in that one. And then in 2022, we played in Myrtle Beach and beat Texas A&M in the opening round. So it's going to be a great experience. It's great to represent the Missouri Valley Conference in this tournament. And actually, the Missouri Valley's already won two of the ESPN tournaments, including what Drake did. I can't remember which one they were at, maybe the one in the Bahamas. But right now, Drake's 10-0 after winning at the buzzer over Kansas State last night. So got some good karma with the league right now. Maybe the Racers can go over there and win three games.
Yeah, that'd be great. And I think I mentioned it to you before, Kaua County is really going to be following this tournament, not just because of all the Murray State ties, but Darian Boyd is playing his final season of college basketball at College of Charleston. So maybe you guys will get to see him that last day.
Well, it's very possible. You know, you'd like to be playing him in the championship, right?
Absolutely.
Or maybe the third place game, but we'll play that third game on Christmas Day, no matter when they tell us to. But yeah, it's great that you all have a connection to the tournament. And the great thing about it is there's not a lot of other college basketball going on. And so, you know, that first game against Nebraska, I mean, that's on the main ESPN channel. And I don't know that we've been on the main ESPN channel in quite a while. And then all the other games are on ESPN2, and I think there might be a couple of them on ESPNU. And, of course, they're all streamed on ESPN+. But it's just great to be in a tournament where there's going to be some eyeballs watching the Racers.
Now, is there also time to do some sightseeing while you guys are out there?
Yeah, a little bit. The team is going to take a trip over to Pearl Harbor and do the tour there. And that'll be a great educational experience for our players who are, you know, very young and may only know just a little bit about how the United States got into World War II, you know. So we're going to do that one day. There's also a Coaches versus Cancer event for all the head coaches. I'll probably go with Coach Prohm to that, take some pictures, et cetera. And then I think that on the off day there on Christmas Eve, we'll probably get to maybe go to Waikiki Beach for a little while and maybe go up to Diamond Head, the crater, and kind of go maybe go to the top of that. But here's an interesting thing, though, Todd. My first collegiate hit at Murray State happened in Honolulu in 1985.
Wow, that's interesting.
I got my first hit at the University of Hawaii Stadium, which at the time was brand new. And I remember it very clearly. It was a ground rule double over the center fielder's head against a left-hander by the name of Greg Burlingame, who was a kid from New Jersey who had gone all the way to Hawaii to play college baseball. And why not, right?
Absolutely.
How many times you get a chance to do that? And he was actually, if you look him up on the minor league baseball database, he was actually, I think, drafted four times. He was drafted out of high school, and then he was drafted three times at University of Hawaii before he actually turned pro. But I've always thought that was pretty cool. I got my first hit at Hawaii, and I've got some colleagues there with the University of Hawaii who told me they're going to make sure that they let me into the stadium to go back over there at some point and walk into the stadium where I got my first hit, you know, 40 years ago.
Yeah, that'll be neat. Now, with the trip to Honolulu, is this the longest road trip for the Racers? Does it equal the longest road trip, or is it actually farther to go to Anchorage?
You know what? I think it's farther to go to Alaska. That's way up there and way out there. But I'm not for sure. It'll be one of the longest for sure. The trip to Puerto Rico back in 2008, that was a pretty long trip too. But I'd have to do a little homework to see if which one of those is the longest.
Have you sneaked a peek ahead at the weather forecast for Honolulu yet this weekend?
It's pretty much the same thing every day. It's a high, the highs in the low 80s and the low in the upper 70s with a chance of some showers in the afternoon. That's pretty much it.
Sounds like a pretty good deal for you guys and the Racers. And, of course, Racers played over at Bowling Green this past Saturday. Big game there with Western Kentucky. Did not end the way Racer fans would have wanted. But, Dave, I'm a real big fan of Murray State and Western Kentucky playing as often as possible and as many sports as possible.
I am, too. And let's just talk men's basketball here just for a moment. You know, our current players, they have no idea that, you know, more than 40 years ago, Western and Murray played in the same conference. They have no idea that Western and Murray were two of the founding members of the Ohio Valley Conference. But most of Racer Nation knows that there's an extensive history between the two teams. As a matter of fact, I think that was Western's 100th win all time against Murray State. And as you know, looking back over the years, and you look at all the great teams that Western had in the 70s, anytime Murray State could beat them back in the day, it was a big deal. I remember Cal Luther's team might have beat, was it 71 when Western went to the Final Four? The Racers beat them in Murray that year. They were a number 7 team in the country, I think, when they beat them. And then you look at when Ron Green showed up at Murray State and tried to rebuild that program. And his first year, he had some very good players who had to sit out from Mississippi State, of course. And the Racers only won 4 games that year, but 2 of them were against Western. They beat them in Bowling Green and then beat them in Murray. So all these years later, it is, and we've gone like this past gap here was 8 years between games. And I really hope that our coaches and ADs moving forward will keep this one going. You know, because we've kept it going with Middle Tennessee. That's another regional rival. Before we became a conference member with Southern Illinois, that was a game that we, you know, played almost every season. So I really hope this is going to keep the Western and Murray rivalry going, because it is, you could tell, even though our guys and their guys were really young and weren't even born yet when all that history occurred, they all understood it was a big game. And we played great until the last 8 minutes and just kind of let the game slip away, got it into overtime, and then had a lead with 43 seconds left in overtime. And, you know, it just didn't work out, and Western won the game. But it is a big rivalry, and I'm so glad that we're playing it. This is year two of a four-year home-and-home with them.
We're talking with Dave Winder from Murray State University. We need to get to a break, but we'll come back and have more on the Sideline Report after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
At Little River Vet Clinic, Drs. Todd and Joanna Freeman have the experience to take care of your small and large animals. Follow Little River Vet Clinic on Facebook and find them on Glenwood Mill Road in Cadiz.
Happy holidays from Purcell Tire in Princeton. We offer a wide variety of options to keep your vehicle running smooth for all your holiday events. We are now offering our car care package that includes oil and filter change, tire rotation and tread depth check, brakes, battery, belts, and hoses check. Call us today at 270-365-7291. Come see us at 309 U.S. Highway 62 West in Princeton, or visit us online at purcelltire.com.
Everyone deserves a bit of financial comfort and cheer during this special time of year.
And ABC Finance Company is dedicated to helping you navigate the holiday seasons with different payment programs on holiday loans.
Hi, this is Courtney Morse at the Princeton ABC Finance location.
And this is Todd Morse at the Hopkinsville location.
The magic of Christmas needn't be lost in a maze of corporate complications. We are a locally owned company that believes in the simplicity of giving.
At ABC Finance, we provide loans up to $15,000, and decisions are made quickly, usually within an hour.
We make the loan process quick, easy, and stress-free. We can even consolidate all loans into one easy payment.
No appointment is needed, and walk-ins are welcome. You can even give us a call, and we can take your application over the phone.
Or apply online at abcfinanceonline.com. For more information and for great financial tips, like ABC Finance on Facebook. And happy holidays.
Learn about your heart health with a simple scan. The Cardiology Clinic at Caldwell Medical Center features a highly trained team of heart health specialists and years of experience in cardiac health and wellness. Our specialists provide a wide range of cardiac-specific services, offering coronary artery calcium testing, stress test, echocardiograms, sleep studies, and more, all right here close to home. To schedule an appointment, visit caldwellmedical.com.
As a community, we've faced challenges. We've seen that working together as a team, we're stronger. This is Heather Riley, marketing specialist with the Edge Media Group. With over 7 decades of building customer relationships, we've learned a thing or two about teamwork. We're dream builders. Through marketing campaigns designed specifically for unique needs, we help customers grow, building today's ideas into tomorrow's legacies. This is Heather Riley. Come build a legacy with me. Find out how at theedgemediagroup.net.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. We're talking this morning with Dave Winder from Murray State University. Dave and the Racers on the way to Hawaii to play, but Dave, we're talking about Murray State and Western Kentucky, and, you know, here in Caldwell County, we kind of get both of that because we're right in the middle, and it seems like everyone, or at least most of the people, have some kind of tie between either Murray State or Western Kentucky, and a lot of people keep up with both schools, and we're just talking about what a big rivalry it is, and it's always fun to see the Racers and Hilltoppers get together.
Well, it certainly is, and of course, you know, they also had a big rivalry in football for many, many years. But once Western moved up to the bowl level area, and Murray State's in FCS still, That totally changed that rivalry because now they're not on the same playing field. Obviously, in the bowl championship series, you got more scholarships than you do at our level. And, you know, the next time we play them, they're going to have to pay us to play them.
Right.
You know, and I don't think that's ever happened before. But, you know, back in the day, I remember just some big football games between Murray State and Western Kentucky. Matter of fact, I guess it was 2002, which was Murray State's last conference championship. That's when Shane Andrews kicked that 52-yarder at the buzzer to beat Tony Romo in Eastern Illinois. We actually played Western Kentucky in the first round of the playoffs in Bowling Green, and they won it on their way to winning the national championship. So, yeah, it is a big rivalry, and anytime Murray State can keep that going in various sports, but I think mostly we all know it as a basketball rivalry more than anything.
Well, and when you're on the show, we always like to talk a little baseball. You mentioned that earlier. Not really sure what to make of the St. Louis Cardinals right now. Our Cardinals are kind of, it looks like they're in a rebuilding mode. But what do you make of this golden at-bat rule that the commissioner floated recently where you can, once a game, just put anybody at home plate and let them bat?
I don't like it. I think it's a gimmick. And I don't like playing extra innings where you put a man at second base to lead off the inning. You know, I don't like that either, but I don't know. They're just trying to figure out ways to get more eyeballs on baseball for TV. And to me, the people at the highest level somehow have this amazing level of concern about how long the game takes. And I don't care how long baseball takes, because the last time I checked, Todd, baseball doesn't have a clock.
Right. It just takes as long as it takes.
Yes, it takes as long as it takes. And who cares how long the game is? And people say, well, I can't just sit and watch a whole baseball game. Guess what? I can't either, nor do I have the time. During one Cardinals game on a random Tuesday night in July, I might catch the first two innings on radio because I'm mowing the yard. And then maybe I catch the middle innings on TV. And then I might take Sarge for a late walk and I'm listening to the radio again. And then sometimes I just go to bed before the game's over. And guess what? I'm recording it and I'll check it out in the morning. I just don't see where there's this big concern that you're going to lose fans because the games are too long. Baseball has kept fans all these years, and that's never mattered. Now, do I wish sometimes, like World Series games, they would start the games earlier? Absolutely. But that's more of a TV problem than it is baseball problem. That has nothing to do with how the game is played. Do I wish they would have quicker breaks between innings? Of course I do. But again, that's TV. They want longer commercial breaks so they can make more money when they carry the game. So, did I explain my position well enough?
I think so, yeah. Well, you know, if they're going to pay players $400 million or whatever to play, we're going to have those long commercial breaks because the league's going to have to make a lot of money.
Yep. You got to pay those players somehow.
I've always kind of considered myself a traditionalist. I can live with a designated hitter in the National League. I don't like it, but I can live with it.
Me too. That's exactly how I feel.
Yeah, the pitch clock, I can deal with it. I think it's actually helped the game a little bit, if I'm being truthful.
It has.
But that's as far as I want to go. None of the other gimmicky stuff. I don't like them banning the shift. I don't like extra innings, and I really don't like this golden at-bat rule they've come up with.
And I don't like the rule where you bring in a pitcher and they got to face three batters. I don't like that either.
I don't like that one either.
So anyway, I mean, it's just, you know, people are trying to figure out the future of the game, and I just hope they don't lose the game because they've changed it so drastically. So, and then speaking of the Cardinals, I was reading this week where Nolan Arenado has told the Cardinals that he is not adverse to staying and playing out his career there. And he's also not locked into where he has to play third base. And they're talking about maybe moving Nolan Gorman over there, and maybe Arenado could play first base. So looks like he's given them a path to stay in St. Louis because he loves playing in St. Louis and wants to see the team win there. That's why he came, right?
Right.
I'm just not convinced Nolan Gorman is a big league hitter because he strikes out way too much.
At this point, I'm just looking for anything positive to get me fired up about next season for the Cardinals.
Well, I've got some excitement about it. And all these young guys that are coming up, and you know, Mason Wynn still might be the rookie of the year before it's all said and done. And they've got some other guys in the pipeline that are, you know, I hope they're going to give them a chance. I am looking forward to the end of the John Mozeliak era. He did a lot of good things for the team. He did a lot of bad things for the team. And they've actually got his replacement picked out. His name is Bloom, but he's kind of sitting on the sidelines for a whole nother year. I just felt like if you're going to retire, let's retire. If not, then I don't know. It just doesn't make sense to me.
You know, by the time spring training rolls around, though, I'll be fired up about baseball again. And, you know, Dave, it's not that far away. We're getting closer every day to spring training.
Well, camps usually open around Valentine's Day. So, yeah, I love baseball. I always love the Cardinals. And, you know, I'm hopeful that they can put a good team on the field and then have some success in 25.
All right, Dave, appreciate you spending some time with us today. And, you know, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and good luck to you guys out in Hawaii.
Hey, same to you, Todd. Merry Christmas to everybody. Happy New Year. We'll talk to you soon.
That's Dave Winder from Murray State University joining us this morning on the Sideline Report. We've got more to come. Stay with us as we continue here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Stallings Auto Sales has an excellent reputation for providing quality cars at great prices. Stop by 1944 West 7th Street, Hopkinsville today. Stallings Auto Sales, your trusted source for used cars.
Hi, this is Lorraine Brandon, and I'm proud to have served in this community for 45 years. As a bank that's been part of the Princeton community for over 139 years, we've seen many changes. As we celebrate First Southern's first 40 years as an organization, we know any achievements we have had are because of the customers we have worked alongside. We look forward to spending the next 40 years and beyond serving you. For more information, visit fsmb.net, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Powering your lives and lighting up your nights. Princeton Electric Plant Board's community spirit shines bright. Entrusted with the glow of our fields, they keep our Tigers' pathways illuminated to victory. A shout out goes to our Tigers as they roar into a new season. Good luck, Tigers. Here's to a safe and victorious year from your one and only Princeton Electric Plant Board. They're not just a service, they're community.
Feeling under the weather? Visit Princeton Drugstore for quick and easy testing. For only $40, get tested for flu, COVID, or strep. And the pharmacist can write you a prescription on the spot. In about 20 minutes, you can have your diagnosis, prescription, and a school excuse without leaving your car. Why wait at the doctor's office when you can get back to feeling better faster? Come to Princeton Drugs drive-thru today and take the fast lane to recovery. Princeton Drugstore, your quick stop to feeling good again.
Adventure just got better at West Kentucky ATVs.
We're moved to our new location on Highway 62 West in Princeton, just a mile past Walmart. With a trusted lineup of pre-owned ATVs and a new range of parts, accessories, and services, we're ready to enhance your riding experience.
Gear up for your next outdoor journey with the people who know adventure. Keep watching for new inventory and stay updated on Facebook.
West Kentucky ATVs, here to power your journey. Ready, set, ride!
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Santa sleigh stops are making their way across our community. Don't miss a chance to shop local and save in the Big Deal Store. While supplies last, you get your big deal today from Da Vinci Little Italian Restaurant.
Merry Christmas!
Shop local and save local with Santa sleigh stops.
Visit our website and start saving now on the Big Deals page.
Welcome back to the Sideline Report here at 1580 103.3 WPKY. We appreciate you tuning in. Joining us now, Caldwell County Boys Wrestling Head Coach Troy Nichols. And Troy, appreciate you coming in, and a busy weekend coming up for you guys.
Yeah, we have our annual Armstrong Duel Tournament that's been going on since 91-92. And we've got it going again this year. We got 16 teams coming.
That's a big tournament.
Yeah, it's a big tournament for us. Big, some good teams. Union County's coming. McCracken, Hoptown, Callaway, Trigg, Henderson, Fort Campbell. Two teams out of Tennessee, West Creek, Tennessee, and Kenwood, Tennessee.
Is it a little unusual to have that many local or area teams coming into your tournament?
No, we usually have a lot of area teams come in. We used to kind of use it kind of for our regional duels, who got to go to state duels. So Fort Campbell's always came, and Union County, and then since they've changed the way we do it now, you have two sets of you have Class A and Class 2A, so I kind of changed some things up.
So you guys still do that this year? Is it going to count toward the duels for the regional?
Yes.
Okay. Who else is coming? Do you have any out-of-state teams on the way?
Just the two teams from Tennessee, West Creek, Tennessee, which is right there in Clarksville, and Kenwood is right there in Clarksville.
What time will wrestling get underway?
Hopefully start by 10 o'clock.
Okay. Now, you have pool play and then the position round later?
No, it's pools all the way across. They have them set up. I have four pools. You'll get five matches. You wrestle your pool to see who's the winner of that pool, and the winner from each pool will go into another pool.
Okay.
And then there'll be two pools down there of winner, four teams of winners, and the winner of each one of those will go for first and second, and the loser will go for third and fourth all the way across. We'll place all the way back to 16th.
Do you see more tournaments becoming dual tournaments these days? Seem like used to be more of the double elimination kind of tournaments back in the day.
There's still several of those, but we've started going to more dual tournaments. You get a few more matches. It's better for your team. You know, if you go to a regular tournament, two matches, you lose two matches, you're done. Dual tournament, you know, I lose two matches as an individual. I still get to wrestle with the team. We usually get five duels every time we go to a dual tournament.
Well, talk about the history of the Armstrong Classic. Like you said, this tournament goes back, 30-something years now?
Yes, sir. It's either my junior or senior when Coach Walls, Mickey Walls, started that tournament. And when we did it the first time we did it, we had several teams. A lot of teams. We had a couple teams from Alabama and Georgia. We had out of West Virginia had a team come down. We had Wayne County. We had Fern Creek. That's when you get the Louisville schools to come. And then, you know, at that time, Hopkinsville was a powerhouse. Christian County was a powerhouse, Union. So we had a tough tournament, and it kind of stayed that way, and then people kind of stopped traveling a little bit. But it's still it's got a lot of history to it.
What do you guys look to get accomplished with your home tournament?
Just the crowd, you know, the people to see our kids on the mat, to come out and enjoy our kids and see some good wrestling.
Now, another added bonus, we'll see another class for the Caldwell Grapplers Hall of Fame. Can you tell us who's going in yet, or do we have to show up Saturday morning?
Oh, I'll tell. I don't care. You know, somebody may not show up. This year, we're inducting three more people. We're inducting James Bootsy Watkins. He won the state title in 1974 at 112 pounds. And then we're also inducting Gary Dooley. He won the state title in 1977 at 185 pounds. And then we're inducting Ronnie Oliver, Coach Oliver.
Okay.
He saved our program back in the day after Coach Hillrick had retired. They were getting ready to – they needed a school teacher, and we didn't have one. And Dennis Wall said he would coach it, but at that time you had to have a school – it needed to be a school affiliated. And Coach Walls talked Mr. Oliver into taking it over, and he stayed.
Yeah. Well, it's good to see a lot of those former wrestlers honored. We don't yet have a All-Sports Hall of Fame at Caldwell County. Hopefully one day we'll get one. We don't have one yet, but – you're talking about people who won state championships.
Yes. You know, we inducted the year before that. We did our David Ritchie and Mickey and Marilyn Walls.
Right.
David was the first. He's the most decorated wrestler we've ever had at Caldwell County. Three state titles. You know, Olympic alternate. Won the Army trials and all that. So we figured we started that way. We've got some more to induct. Yeah. We've had, you know, I've got the list, and Dennis Walls has got it too. He's probably more up to it than I am. We've had probably 200 to 300 people who've wrestled in Caldwell County that have placed in the state tournament.
Yeah.
May not have been state champions, but they have placed in the top four or five.
Well, you start talking about an All-Sports Hall of Fame. I mean, David Ritchie would obviously be one of the first class people that needs to be in something like that.
Yeah, you know, I think so, just based off of three state titles for an individual. Yeah. But, you know, you've got a lot of Emma Talley golf. You got different people doing track and different things. We've had a lot of people who have played football, have, you know, done outstanding, Stuart Childress, and then you got Sindelar and all the other guys who've played football and those running backs from the old days. So that'd be a hard one to do.
Yeah.
An all sports Hall of Fame.
Well, that's part of the reason I don't think it ever got started is because at this point there's so many people. And
right.
I think we've talked about it before. You can't have a first class of 60 people because you don't adequately honor each individual by having that many people. But there may be that many people that would deserve to be in it.
Yes, I agree with you. So it'd be hard to do. I wouldn't want to be in charge of it.
Now, at what point will you guys recognize the new Hall of Famers?
We'll do that before we get ready to wrestle, after we had weigh-ins and we have our coaches meeting. And then right around 9:30,
okay,
we'll do that.
Now, how has the season gone for you guys so far?
So far, it's been pretty good. I mean, we're young. We've got we're pretty much a freshman team other than the kids we've had before. Our 106-pounder is a 7th grader. Our 113-pounder is a freshman, never wrestled before. We don't have a 20-pounder. 126 is a junior. 32 is a junior. 38 is a senior. And then after that, and 144 is a sophomore. After 144, we're freshmen from the rest of the way up.
Well, there are some good things with that, though.
Yes. You know, a lot of them wrestled a year in middle school. This is their first full year as a varsity wrestler. We're young, but we've done well so far in some of our dual meet tournaments, and we knew it. Myself and Coach Brown knew that it was going to be a rebuilding year. You know, we graduated 7 last year, and those kids had been around for a long time and wrestled with each other a long time, and these kids are going to be that same way. You know, in 2 or 3 years, we'll be tough across the board again. Yeah.
When you start trying to compete in duels, though, I mean, it becomes a numbers game.
Yeah, it does become a numbers game. And, you know, we're giving up right now, we're giving up 3 weight classes. You know, one of our guys is hurt. Kale Goodwin hurt his knee again, so he's out for a little while. But we're giving up, you know, 18 points right off the bat, so we have to make that up really quickly. You know, we've lost 2 duels this year so far based off of criteria. Mm. We've tied in points-wise, and then you have to go through the criteria of who has this and who has this, and it's come down to one where who gave up the fewest forfeits twice already. So, you know, it happens. Yeah. But, I can't complain. The kids are working hard and enjoying it and learning, and we just keep building on it.
Now, after you guys get past the Armstrong duels, what's up next on the schedule for you guys?
From Armstrong, we've got some kids we're going to go take to JV State. Our young kids are young. We got 8. Or 9 guys that are on the roster that we're going to take to JV State because they're first-year kids. And then we have Christian County Tournament, and then we're going to Tate's Creek in Lexington. We got the Commander Crush in Hendersonville, Tennessee, the Callaway Tournament. Then we'll go down, we'll go back up to Louisville to the Mustang Classic. Mm-hmm. And then we got a couple of duels in there. Then we're right there at the end of the season for regionals and state tournament.
You guys always have some good trips, though.
Yeah, we do have some good trips. You know, we try to wrestle tough competition. You know, to do that, you have to travel a little bit. I don't mind to get up and go, and the kids, as long as the kids are ready to go wrestle, we're good to go. Yeah.
Well, I mentioned earlier about, you know, having a lot of area teams in your tournaments, but you don't want to see all the area teams every week, right?
No, you don't want to see the same people over and over again. You want to see some different competition. So that's why we go different places. You know, we'll see a couple of teams, you know, back and forth at some of the same terms. Most tournaments we go to, we don't see the same competition.
Yeah.
You know, I like to see different people from different parts of the state, and we like to wrestle out of state. You know, we just went up to Marion, Illinois. They had 21 teams up there, and they were Illinois teams, and we wrestled three Illinois teams, 1 Missouri team. And we ended up wrestling Fort Campbell, you know, for placement. So
that was an interesting event because they had girls up there too.
Yeah, they had the girls' tournament. They had an individual tournament. They had 132 girls for an individual tournament. They had, 12 mats. They have Marion High School's got a indoor track. It's kind of like a sportsplex, huge sportsplex. So it was wall-to-wall mats, and it ran like clockwork. It was a good tournament. First time we'd ever been to it.
Well, the cab is going to host the Armstrong Classic this weekend. And, again, what time does everybody need to get there and get ready?
Wrestling should start by 10 o'clock. So if you want a good seat, I'd be there by 9:30 so you can see the induction of our Grappler Hall of Famers.
All right. We're talking with Troy Nichols, Caldwell County wrestling coach this morning. We need to get to a timeout, but we'll come back and have more here on the Sideline Report after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Is there anything we can do for you? Johnson's Furniture and Appliances in Marion, Kentucky wants to help. At Johnson's, we get excited when you walk in the door or call for assistance. We look forward to solving your problems and lending a hand. We carry most major appliances, including GE washers, GE dryers, and GE refrigerators. We also carry parts and offer service. Johnson's in Marion, Kentucky wants to be your appliance store and service center. Let Johnson's Furniture and Appliances in Marion lend a hand. Stop in or shop online.
Stay safe on the road while keeping your vehicle in top shape while enjoying a smoother, quieter ride. Ensure fuel efficiency by trusting the tire experts at Trice Hughes. Stocking leading brands like Michelin, Goodyear, Firestone, and Bridgestone ensures quality and longevity. Plus, enjoy no-cost tire rotations with every service appointment for the life of your tires. Discover the Trice Hughes difference in Princeton or find them at TriceHughesGM.com. At Trice Hughes, they're more than just tires.
This is Colin Pope, financial advisor with InvestFB. Planning your financial future takes focus and a commitment to doing the right things on a consistent basis.
I'm Travis Perry. Playing basketball is a lot like that, setting goals and having enough discipline to execute the plan to reach those goals.
That is where our team comes in. That trusted partner that can keep you focused on your goals. So 59 for 59 from the corner?
Yes, sir. Sounds right.
This is a paid testimonial. The provider has received or will receive compensation paid by the Farmers Bank and Trust Company. The individual providing this testimonial is a current client of InvestFB Wealth Management and does not have additional conflicts of interest. The testimonial may not be representative of the experience of other customers, and the testimonial is no guarantee of future performance or success.
At YourSportsEdge.com, we strive every day to continue to bring you the gold standard in high school sports coverage with more on your teams and your players.
Where did it show up there?
And while they are not gold, those crystal awards we have won for doing what we love to do are pretty cool too.
Something you see every day.
The Kentucky Broadcaster's Best Digital Product Award winner. YourSportsEdge.com.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Caldwell County High School wrestling coach Troy Nichols with us, and boys wrestling coach. I always have to put that in there now, you know.
Right.
Used to not have to make the difference, but did it surprise you a little bit how many girls came out for wrestling? Did you realize as a wrestling guy that there were that many girls out there that wanted to wrestle?
There's always been a lot of girls that wanted to wrestle. A lot of them just didn't want to wrestle boys, and there's always been some on teams, and we've had several on our varsity squad in the past years. But we've always had a bunch of little girls in our youth program and stuff, and just the sport's growing, and it's not growing just in high school, but it's growing across the country and in college as well.
I know the weights are a little different from the boys to the girls, but all the other scoring things, are those all similar?
Yeah, in high school they wrestle folk style like boys do, but once they go to college, they wrestle freestyle like they do in the Olympics. So that's a little transition if they go to college to change over. And they so that's the only difference, really.
Now, there were some changes to the scoring this year, right?
Yes, this year they went from a two-point takedown to a three-point takedown. And on near fall, you know, it used to just be two and three near fall. Now it's a two-point near fall, a three-point near fall, and a four-point near fall based on number of swipes you get.
Yeah, so that can make a big difference.
It does make a big difference.
Do you like those changes?
I like the changes on the takedown and near fall. You know, it rewards a kid for getting out there and getting after it.
Yeah.
You know, used to when you got 2-point takedown, you let them go, they got an escape, you're only up by one. Now, if I take you down and let you go, I'm still up by two. And if I take you down and get back points, that even puts it up a whole lot quicker.
Yeah.
College had it last year, and you see a lot more scoring. And we've seen a lot of scoring this year just in our duels that we've been at with that.
Speaking of college, you've had several players sign recently. Logan Brown recently. You had a couple last year. And that's really good because it had been a while since we'd had somebody.
Yeah, I think the last one we had was John Mark Hutchison.
Yeah.
When he graduated, he signed and went and wrestled. And we'd had some before that. Curtis Trimble ended up going to wrestling college. Joey Roby, myself. And then John Mark was the last one. Jason Walls, who used to wrestle for us and then moved to Union, he ended up wrestling in college. But had Kofi and Cole Sherrill both went to Kentucky Wesleyan to wrestle, and then Logan just recently signed with Midway University.
Yeah. Not that we didn't have people that maybe could have.
Right.
But some of those just decided.
That, you know, it was time not to go any further. It's you know, you go play a college sport, it's not just school. It's two jobs. You got school and that.
And, well, what is the biggest, I guess, the biggest adjustment from high school wrestling to college wrestling?
I would say type of coach you get.
Okay.
I think it depends what program you go to. You know, if you're in high school, your coach is a little more invested in you. They push you a whole lot harder. This is my personal opinion and my personal experience. It's different. When you go to high school or college, it's the coach is a little different. You know, they've got a lot of kids there, and so a lot of it's left to you, you know, to condition yourself and be mentally prepared and to move forward.
Okay. When you talk about your schedule this year and you look at the region, what do you do with Union County and Paducah Tillman and those teams? I mean, it's every year.
You just fight where you can fight and win matches where you can win matches. I mean, Union County's got a tough squad top to bottom. Paducah Tillman's got another good squad. You know, they got some good kids.
Yeah.
You know, and we got some good kids. And this region, we battle from top to bottom to get our kids to the state tournament where other regions and are not as strong.
Well, is there any way to ever try to get to where Union County is? I mean, to happen to...
That's kids buying into the program, yeah. You know, and they've got some good coaches down there and have had and got a lot of people who grew up there wrestling. The Irvins have had a big influence in that program, and kids move in.
Yeah.
That makes a difference.
With the addition of girls wrestling now, have you seen more schools maybe interested in starting wrestling?
Yeah, Russellville just started a new program, and rumor has it that Logan County is looking petitioned to start one. So, you know, girls is almost everybody around us now has a girls program. Henderson has a girls program. Fort Campbell's had a strong girls program for a long time. We have a girls program. Trigg's got a girls program. Tillman's got a girls program. You know, a lot of the other schools up around Louisville have a girls program. And, you know, Northern Kentucky. So it's a growing sport.
It's just a little surprising when you see some of the bigger schools not have a wrestling team.
Yeah. And I think that's your demographics. You know, some of those bigger schools up in Louisville are a basketball, football school and other things. And wrestling is not in their sights. So those kids who want to wrestle, you know, in Louisville will go to schools that have it.
Yeah. Now, who has a regional this year for you guys?
I believe it's Paducah Tillman.
Okay.
Don't quote me on that, but okay. I think it's Tillman.
I didn't know if there was a rotation for that.
Yeah, there's a rotation, and I've got it written down. Because
we had it 2 years ago, and then Callaway.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I think it's Tillman this year. We won't get it again for a while.
Now, how many guys, just trying to look ahead, will be fighting for spots at state for you guys?
I'm going to say five or six. Okay. Maybe, and I mean, it could be more than that. You know, I could have some surprises out of some of these freshmen.
Actually, Logan Brown said it's his goal this year to try to win state.
Yeah, which, he's looking good at 138 pounds.
You know, there's a lot of people to go through, but
yes, you know, he's been there before and has played several years and qualified for state tournament several years. But this is his senior year, and that's his goal. I think we can get there.
Yeah, one of the best things that's happened the last year or two was getting back to Lexington for the state championship.
Yes, that was a lot. You know, the George Rogers Clark was a nice facility, but it didn't feel like a state tournament. You know, it was a high school gym. The horse park's huge. I'm not a fan of the horse park, but I like it better than George Roger Clark. I don't know, the best place I ever was at was the old dome in Frankfort.
Yeah.
That was the greatest place to ever have a state tournament.
Well, it just seemed like when we did the sectional thing, and I understand that was COVID and some of those things that we had to, you know, change things and just do what we had to do. But it kind of, I don't want to say cheated us, but it kind of made it tough for us to get to state.
Yeah.
Going through that extra round.
That extra round, you know, we had to battle to get there. And then when you put us there, you're putting the tougher regions together. You know, you're putting the Louisville region with us and a couple of Lexington schools. And plus us, so you had Louisville Trinity and St. X and all those guys and us. And so we're battling against each other again to get out of semi-state to get to the state tournament.
Yeah, because in our region, you might not finish one, two, or three, but you might still be able to compete once you get to state.
Right, right. You know, so I'm glad we got back to the 32-man bracket.
All right. Again, tell us one more time about the Armstrong, how many teams you got, who all's coming, and what time everybody needs to get there.
Armstrong's this Saturday, December 21st. Wrestling's going to start about 10 o'clock, but if you'd like to see the inductees to the Grappler Hall of Fame, need to be there around between 9 and 9:30, and we hope to see everybody there.
All right, good deal. Appreciate you coming in and talking about it today.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Again, that's Caldwell County Wrestling Coach Troy Nichols as the Tigers get ready to host the Armstrong Classic this Saturday at the Cab Gym. That's going to wrap us up this morning on the Sideline Report. I appreciate Dave Winder from Murray State University joining us today, along with Caldwell County Wrestling Coach Troy Nichols. Do want to tell you that the Lady Tiger basketball team is in action tonight over at Webster County. No radio tonight, but we will have coverage later this evening at yoursportsedge.com. The Tiger basketball team will be playing this weekend in the St. Mary Christmas Tournament. The Tigers open Friday against Livingston Central. That contest is at 6 o'clock. The Tigers would then face either Carlisle County or Heritage Christian Academy of Hopkinsville on Saturday. And then another game coming up on Monday. That's all down at Paducah St. Mary in the Christmas Tournament there. And, of course, looking ahead to next week, the big event out of the Caldwell County Cab. Next week will be the West Kentucky Hoops Classic. That's next Friday and Saturday at the Cab. Both Caldwell County teams will be playing each day in that event. Again, that's going to wrap us up for the Sideline Report on this Thursday. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and YourSportsEdge.com. Thanks a lot for being with us, as always, here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
WPKY Princeton.